Years ago, I decided to quit drinking. Haven't had any trouble since. when I first came around, AA seemed like the most mysterious malady known to man, as our speaker last night seemed to imply. Now it seems to me the simplest disorder ever to have afflicted mankind, the most easily recognizable, identifiable, and treatable. The very name, alcoholism, gives you such a marked clue as to what the problem is that assuming you weren't handicapped with a degree in psychology and someone were to say to you, what do you think causes alcoholism? I warrant you'd come up with the correct response instantly. Alcohol? Without alcohol, there would be no alcoholics. You can't tell us apart on a graph of any sort. You know, again, John last night was saying there's no way to tell if a person's an alcoholic. Oh, yes, there is. Like any allergy, you can't tell if a person has it until you put some of it into a substance. If you're allergic to strawberries, you can't tell by looking at him whether he's allergic to strawberries, but you give him a scratch on it and he'll break out in a rash. Same with alcohol. Can't tell anything about it. Give us a drink of alcohol, we break out in spots. Tijuana, Las Vegas, Reno. And the solution to it is so damn simple. You know, sometimes you'll see a shaky newcomer saying, how do you really stop drinking? As if there was some kind of a magic to it. You know, as if some oral or his brother anal was going to lay hands on him and say, heal! And you'd be instantly, or maybe a fairy was going to lay a magic wand on you. Which happened to me one night in West Hollywood. Not unpleasant, but it didn't help my drinking. But the solution to AA is just as simple as the disease. We have a chapter of the book with the caption, How It Works. With enough college education, you'll miss that for quite a while. anything that straightforward can't be meaningful. If they would talk about the psychodynamics of permanent aridity or something, you might pay attention, but there's 12 little simple steps, and they're even numbered, so you'll know the order in which to take them. And you start off at step one, and you go down the line. You know, spiritual experiences are nothing new in the world as a cure for alcoholism. William James, as I refer to our godfather, he wrote the varieties of religious experience in which he described troubled people. He called them the twice born. Some people just seem to instinctively know how to do and behave and act normally. We don't. We're the twice born. And he wasn't concerned with each of the persons who had this experience, whether it was St. Augustine, who was a real rip, right down the line, John L. Sullivan took a whiskey glass, threw it in the mirror and said, I'll never drink again. But he describes all these people, something happened to them that changed their lives. And it was so incredible that it seemed to come from without. And so they described it in the terms of whatever religion was prevalent in their particular community. Well, James was a pragmatist. He didn't care about how they explained it. He was just curious about what happened. Now, in AA, before there were people knew how to build cars a long time before Henry Ford came along. But they're very rare, very unique, just like the spiritual experiences that James was describing. Ford came along with the idea that you start off with a naked chassis, send it down a production line, and along each stage, each step as it were, something is added, and at the other end, within almost an hour, rolled an automobile that everybody could afford. Now, A, in a sense, does that, it seems to me. It starts at the beginning with a naked chassis, goes down through the steps, things are added, things are taken away, and then it says, having had a spiritual experience as a result of the steps, we mass produce spiritual experiences. And I don't think you'd become confused about the steps unless you went to a step study meeting. there.